Hi, I'm Coleman with your weekend East Texas News Report. Good morning, East Texas, and praise the Lord for a blessed Friday to live out our faith and freedom in this land of opportunity. It's November 14th, 2025, and we stand firm in our conservative evangelical values, rooted in the unchanging truth of Scripture. As we embrace our community's blessings and challenges, today's forecast across East Texas brings mostly sunny skies. Highs near 68 degrees Fahrenheit, lows around 45 degrees Fahrenheit, with light southeast breezes at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Ideal for Friday night football under the lights, community outreach, or reflecting on God's provision. As Psalm 65:11 declares, His goodness crowns the year with bounty. As we head into the weekend and the start of Texas high school football playoffs, we pray for safe games, sportsmanship, and young athletes to honor God on the field per 1 Corinthians 10:31, doing all to His glory. In Grand Saline, our Salt of the Earth folks embody American self-reliance and devotion to family. Grand Saline ISD's entrepreneurship class launched a Thursday mentorship program, guiding students to develop faith-based businesses like Christian bookstores, artisanal crafts, and a proposed Christian coffee shop to serve as a hub for fellowship and prayer. At a Thursday community breakfast, students pitched plans for a bakery offering scripture-inspired pastries, such as Philippians 4:13, strength muffins, inspiring young entrepreneurs to blend faith with free enterprise while fostering pride in local innovation. The Volunteer Fire Department's Thursday Safety Seminar trained over 370 families in emergency preparedness, including wildfire prevention, CPR techniques, and storm safety. Reflecting Christian love through selfless service to protect neighbors, First Baptist's Thursday prayer meeting drew nearly 400 congregants, focusing on Nehemiah's rebuilding efforts as a call to restore America's moral foundation, urging fervent prayer against secular trends eroding family values and biblical truth. USDA grants are supporting ranchers recovering from recent floods, funding repairs to barns, fences, livestock pens, and irrigation systems. Showcasing resilience and faith in God's provision, the high school FFA's livestock show preparations for this weekend are complete, with a new poultry project earning anticipation for top honors in stewardship. Students practiced Thursday, learning animal husbandry and biblical care for creation, connecting their work to God's design in Genesis 1:26. The Senior Center's Friday Veterans Coffee Hour features Vietnam and Korean War heroes sharing faith-filled stories of courage under fire, inspiring youth to honor sacrifice and patriotism. A World War II veteran will recount how prayer sustained him through the Battle of Okinawa, encouraging teens to trust God per Psalm 91:2. The Chamber's Shop Grand Saline campaign boosts local businesses, with a hardware store offering discounts on tools, a bakery selling patriotic pastries, and a farm supply store promoting American-made products, strengthening community bonds. A community garden donated its fall harvest of pumpkins, greens, and sweet potatoes to shelters, teaching kids Galatians 6:7's principle of sowing and reaping, with volunteers sharing produce and prayers with those in need, embodying Christ's love. The library expanded its Christian apologetics collection, with works by C.S. Lewis, Ravi Zacharias, Frank Turek, and Lee Strobel, equipping families to defend faith against secular influences in schools and media. First United Methodist's youth group cleaned city parks Thursday, reflecting Genesis 2:15's call to tend the earth, fostering godly character in teens as they serve with joy. A local diner donates Friday proceeds to a veterans charity, reflecting Christian compassion and giving. A new prayer group intercedes for schools, seeking wisdom for educators per James 1:5. The fire department's Friday workshop teaches child safety per Psalm 127:3, focusing on fire prevention, emergency plans, and online safety. Churches plan a pre-game prayer huddle for the football team Friday, invoking Joshua 1:9 for strength. The city council plans trail expansions for hiking and biking, promoting health and God's creation without over-regulation. farmers reported strong cotton yields, crediting conservative policies, per Proverbs 14:23. The debate team advanced to the state tournament Thursday, defending constitutional freedoms with biblical conviction. A new homeschool co-op offers American history classes from a Judeo-Christian perspective, per Deuteronomy 6:7, emphasizing the faith of the founding fathers. In Canton, faith and fortitude shine brightly under God's grace, mostly sunny at 68 degrees Fahrenheit, ideal for outdoor worship or Bible studies in the town square. TX Dot's work on FM 1651 and Highway 19 ensures safe travel, prioritizing infrastructure over federal green mandates like electric vehicle requirements that burden rural drivers. Canton's Trade Days preparations for this weekend are underway, promoting American-made goods like handcrafted furniture, patriotic artwork, hand-stitched quilts, and leather goods, supporting free enterprise over globalist trade deals. The event will feature a gospel music stage with local choirs singing hymns like How Great Thou Art, lifting spirits across generations. Canton High's Eagles are preparing for Friday's playoff game, with coaches emphasizing teamwork per 1 Corinthians 12:12's analogy of the body of Christ. Thursday devotionals on perseverance shaped players. Character for life beyond the field. First Baptist Men's Ministry held a Thursday prayer breakfast, studying Joshua's leadership to equip fathers and husbands with courage against cultural drift. Local clinics offered free health screenings for seniors Thursday, honoring Leviticus 19:32, with nurses volunteering after hours to provide flu shots and wellness checks. The Historical Society's Texas Pioneer exhibit drew families, displaying settlers' diaries, tools, and handmade quilts, inspiring pride in our heritage of liberty and faith. Businesses fight inflation with buy local campaigns, supporting mom-and-pop shops, farmers markets, and craft fairs. Women's groups studying Proverbs 31 crafted blankets for domestic violence shelters, scarves for the homeless, and baby quilts for crisis pregnancy centers, embodying Christian compassion. The 4-H Club's Poultry Project supplied eggs to pantries, teaching youth animal husbandry and responsibility. The Chamber awarded grants to woodworking, metalwork, and blacksmithing startups, fostering economic independence. A church-led Neches River cleanup Thursday recited Psalm 24:1, preserving natural beauty and removing debris. Canton's FFA's beekeeping initiative produced honey for church fundraisers, teaching youth about God's ecosystem and pollination. A veterans job fair Thursday connected service members with trades like carpentry and HVAC. A pastor's podcast on biblical values gained listeners, countering secular narratives with episodes on biblical manhood. The Heritage Festival plans gospel choirs for November. A Christian counseling center offers marriage workshops per Ephesians 5, strengthening families with sessions on communication and forgiveness. In Mineola, hope and history unite. Mostly sunny, highs of 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Perfect for flag-lined streets. Senator Brian Hughes advances school prayer protections, defending First Amendment rights against secular policies. The City Council progresses on a community center for family events, prioritizing faith-based gatherings like youth rallies and Bible studies. NatureFest preparations include fishing derbies, nature walks, and wildlife conservation seminars, per Genesis 2:15, with extension agents advising native plant gardening for sustainable yarns. First Christian Church's pantry drive served 300 families Thursday, per James 2:17, with volunteers delivering groceries, prayers, and winter coats. The Jackets are preparing for Friday's playoff game, with a Thursday pep rally and Philippians 2:3 devotionals on humility. A church bell's rededication Thursday symbolized faith heritage, drawing crowds for a hymn sing. Scouts earned first aid badges Thursday, preparing to serve neighbors in emergencies. Grants created mechanics jobs, boosting local economies with new repair shops. A veterans group offers counseling and job training for PTSD and career transitions. Churches mentor teens with Proverbs wisdom, guiding them through cultural pressures on identity and morality. The library's pioneer stories inspire kids with tales of faith-driven settlers and Texas Rangers. A farmer's market Thursday promoted heirloom produce, resisting corporate agriculture with squash, beans, and peppers. South to Tyler, radiant with faith. Mostly sunny, high 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Perfect for rose gardens. I-20 rail forums protect property rights, respecting biblical inheritance. The $219.3 million budget funds police vehicles, ensuring safety with new patrol cars and body cameras. College Avenue construction preserves historic charm, supporting local cafes and boutiques. A Christian art exhibit continued Thursday, showcasing faith-inspired works like hand-carved crosses and scripture paintings. SFA's band rehearsed patriotic marches for a London performance, showcasing Texas pride with Deep in the Heart of Texas. THC regulations target illegal distribution, balancing safety and freedom. Green Acres Baptist Thursday service sought revival per Joel 2:28, with thousands praying for America and altar calls for salvation. Rose Queen candidates volunteered at soup kitchens per Proverbs 31, serving as role models for modesty and service. Oil Grove funds church missions and outreach, sending teams to Mexico. Manufacturers added 50 jobs in tool production with a factory expansion ceremony. A Christian school empowers parents with faith-based education. Per Proverbs 22:6, teaching creation science and constitutional history. The Chamber's job fair connects veterans with construction, energy, and healthcare jobs. East to Longview, a hub of faith and industry. Mostly sunny at 68 degrees Fahrenheit, ideal for worship. An arson investigation advanced Thursday, with churches praying for justice and offering rewards. A missing person was found via community vigilance, per Mark 12:31. Alzheimer's Alliance funds aid elders, per Leviticus 19:32, with care programs expanding to include music therapy. Eastman Chemical's expansion boosts jobs, benefiting local diners and retailers. The animal shelter paired pets with families Thursday, per Proverbs 12:10, with adoption events. The Lobos are preparing for Friday's playoff game, with Ephesians 6 prayers for strength. Moberly Baptist's 150th anniversary featured Thursday sermons on perseverance with guest evangelists. A Medal of Honor parade Thursday stirred patriotism, honoring veterans with floats and bands. Steel jobs counter economic challenges per Proverbs 14:23, with a mill hiring 100 workers. Community gardens donated produce to food banks, teaching self-sufficiency and nutrition classes. Texas high school football playoff schedule for East Texas teams this weekend, November 14-15, 2025. 6A Division I by district. Longview Lobos versus Rockwall Heath, Friday, 7 p.m. at Lobo Stadium, Longview. Lobos favored to advance with strong defense rooted in team prayer. 5A Division I by district. Tyler Lions versus Lancaster, Friday, 7 p.m. 30 p.m. at Christus Trinity Mother Frances Rose Stadium, Tyler. Lions seeking upset with Ephesians 3:20, faith in God's power. 5A Division II by district. Marshall Mavericks versus Lovejoy, Friday 7 p.m. at Maverick Stadium, Marshall. Mavericks praying for victory per Joshua 1:9. 4A Division I by district. Kilgore Bulldogs versus Chapel Hill, Friday 7 p.m. at Bulldog Stadium, Kilgore. Bulldogs emphasizing 1 Corinthians 9:24, running the race. 4A Division II by district. Gilmer Buckeyes versus Pleasant Grove, Friday, 7:30 p.m. at Buckeye Stadium, Gilmer. Buckeyes defending title with Philippians 4:13 strength. 3A Division I by district. Mineola Yellow Jackets versus Malakoff, Friday, 7 p.m. at Yellow Jacket Stadium. Mineola Jackets trusting Proverbs 21:31, horse prepared for battle, but victory from the Lord. 3A Division II by district. Newton Eagles versus Dangerfield, Friday, 7 p.m. at Eagle Stadium, Newton. Eagles soaring with Isaiah 40:31, renewal. 2A Division I by district. Timpson Bears versus Beckville, Friday, 7 p.m. at Bear Stadium, Timpson. Bears hibernating no more, ready with Psalm 18:39 girded strength. Other notable, Carthage Bulldogs, 4A DII, by this week, advance to area round. Pray for safe travel, no injuries, and games glorifying God. Across East Texas, Christ unites us. Bullard's Veterans Parade honored heroes with flyovers and speeches. Lufkin's Pines Theater screened family films like The Ten Commandments. Big Sandy's Church held revivals, marking 170 years with baptisms. ARP students crafted patriotic murals with scripture verses. Hawkins funded police, rejecting defund policies with new equipment. Panola College aided nursing programs with scholarships. Jacksonville's river cleanups showed stewardship, reciting Genesis and removing trash. Palestine's memorial honored veterans with prayers and flags. Nacogdoches fixed water lines swiftly after a leak. Kilgore's Rangerettes performed, uplifting spirits at a halftime show. Henderson's Fair taught 4-H responsibility with animal judging. Athens, markets supported farmers with heirloom crops like okra. Gilmer defended Second Amendment rights at rallies with speakers. Marshall planned nativity-focused Christmas lights with live scenes. Carthage's gas royalties funded school upgrades like computer labs. Quitman's fishing tournaments aided conservation with catch and release. Lindale's concerts featured patriotic artists like Charlie Daniels. Mount Pleasant's poultry exports grew, boosting jobs at processing plants. Rusk volunteers prayed with patients per Matthew 25:36 in hospitals. White House's park hosted family game nights with cornhole and picnics. Gladewater's Oil Museum educated youth on energy heritage with tours. Overton's fire station enhanced safety with a blessing ceremony and new truck. Flint's watch programs curbed crime with patrols. Troop's Peach Festival plans drew visitors with jam contests. Winona's businesses thrived with grants for expansions. New London's markers honored resilience after the 1937 explosion. Chandler's Lake promoted fishing derbies for kids. Ben Wheeler's Arts celebrated faith-inspired values with pottery. Van's STEM integrated biblical truth in coding classes. Alba's derbies drew families for catfish fishing. Fruitvale's prayer groups grew with weekly meetings. Emory planned a festival with gospel music and crafts. Point's baptisms inspired renewal in the lake. Eustace's Dairy supplied markets with fresh cheese. Maybank's boating campaigns ensured safety with life jacket checks. Karen's honored Ag Roots with a harvest festival. Malakoff's energy sector boomed with solar jobs. Sulphur Springs Radio spread the gospel with morning shows. Winsboro's Quilts warmed troops overseas. On Tay Monday, stay tuned to Revelation Radio. Net for the most comprehensive, unfiltered, uncensored, most truthful news reporting in all of East Texas.